This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. Okay, I got to teach you guys how to kiss. You guys have no idea how to kiss. I'm sorry. I got to teach you guys something. Remember I had to teach you guys. I've taught you guys a lot of things about lovemaking and that. I think it's because, you know, nobody teaches you guys that. Who taught you guys how to kiss? Who? Was it your girlfriend in kindergarten? I learned how to kiss in kindergarten. It was horrible. His name was Billy. And I remember his mouth was really, really wet, right, with spit, because he was so busy laughing when he was kissing me. And he was kissing, and it was like, okay, no open mouth, nothing like that. And I was like, okay, so you kiss by puckering up, and then you just sit there for 10 minutes. No. So when I was older, and you had to actually move your mouth and do weird stuff, I didn't know how to do that. Now, everybody's like, well, Dr. Dahlia, you know, didn't you have, like, any older siblings that... My older siblings, I had an older sister. She wasn't going to tell me about that. Just like, you know, boys. And, just like, you know, with boys and older brothers, everybody thinks that, you know, kids talk to each other. And they, no, they don't. I tell my sons to give each other advice, and they basically just fight. They don't give each other advice. So, no, your older siblings don't really help. In fact, they will lie to you and set you up, right? And so, and a lot of us really never learn how to, you know, kiss right or whatever. Now, we get through it. We figure it out. Okay, we end up getting married and, you know, or maybe some of us don't figure it out. I think my husband, you know, doesn't want to tell me that after 22 years of marriage, I still don't do it right, but that's okay. But there's a lot of you that kissing is like it's happening like the first time all over again when it's with somebody new. Now, I haven't kissed anybody since my husband. So I suppose if my husband ever left me and I was out there dating, I would be kissing again new for the first time, and I would be freaked out because it's always a little different. So let me teach you guys how to give, because New Year's Eve and, you know, the new year and new relationships, let me teach you guys how to give the perfect kiss. And there is an art to it. Maybe it's because I'm a doctor, I know the art, right? Just because I know something, it's like, do as I say, not as I do. Okay, I don't, you know, do a lot of things I, you know, in my brain it's perfect, but it doesn't mean I do it. Just like singing. When I sing in my head, oh my gosh, I hit the note. I am Celine Dionning and Whitney Houstoning the song. But then when I sing to you guys, it just doesn't come out that way. See? All right? So, anyway, it's on my Facebook, Twitter, and on my website. It's called How to Give the Perfect First Kiss. So, whenever you begin to kiss, begin by not kissing. The first move to any successful kiss is to not kiss. If you rush to the physical, it doesn't allow the recipients to mentally prepare. And for us women, it is huge that we have the mental and emotional involvement, and that helps later with kissing and sex. So allow us, especially us women, to collect our thoughts and desires first before you move in. So the first part of a kiss is to not kiss. Okay? Slowly make eye contact. You got to look into the eyes. You got to make that connection. You got to allow the emotions to stir. Remember, kissing should not just be physical. There needs to be an emotional connection, and looking into the eyes kind of solidifies a commitment, even if it's just for a few seconds, that you are going to follow through with whatever that person wants, right? When you make eye contact, it's that commitment. You're like, I'm there for the long haul. Now, you may not be like, no, I'm not going to be there for 30, 40 years, but you know what? At least maybe for the next 5 minutes, okay? Eye contact. Now you slowly introduce the hands. You see, the lips aren't even doing anything yet. Now you slowly introduce the hands. Now, you can brush your fingers along the cheek. You can take your thumb, gently move it across the lower lip, right? That's where you're going to aim your kiss, at that lower lip. You could keep eye contact and then slowly move in, okay? Now, if you notice, the hands are not on the boobies and the hands are not on the tushy. Did you guys notice that? The hands are on the face. And then you gently hold the sides of her neck. The neck offers a bunch of erogenous zones. And you could very gently engage these, right? Extend the neck back. Bring the head up to yours. Now, this is more of a man kissing a girl, but a woman could do this too. A woman could, you know, grab the guy by the jaw and neck, and I don't know, but it's more romantic seeing the guys do it to the girls just in this article post. But women, you know, can very much initiate a very sexy kiss. So, extend her neck back and bring her head up to yours, okay? And then you want to lean into her forehead, but then stop. Again, you're still not kissing. You see, now this is all happening within multiple seconds. Okay, you don't want to take 7 hours to do this. But you could rest for a second on her forehead. Lightly brush her nose against yours, but still don't kiss. Remember, the kiss, just like sex, has to appear to be second or third to your making an emotional connection. If she thinks you need her, that you need the kiss, she's going to be more willing to oblige and maybe jump in before you need to initiate. So just go in there and put your forehead on there, brush the nose, and not kiss yet. I tell you, this works. This works. Then open your lips slightly, just slightly. Okay? Go slowly. Have your lips slightly open to welcome hers. No big mouth, no tongue. No tongue. Aim for the lower lip. Brush it with your lips initially. Okay? You start thrusting with the tongue too soon, it's going to kill that kiss. All right? That tongue has got... Put that away. Put that away for now. You're going to brush, press, kiss, repeat. Brush, press your lips, kiss, repeat. Very simple. Keep your hands above the... No boobies. No boobies. No. Keep your hands above the waist. Okay? No fondling. This is your initial kiss. This is about emotion, not about sex. It has nothing to do with sex, the first kiss. It has to do with emotion. I don't care what's going on in your head. All right? You could touch the neck, shoulders, wrap your arms around her waist, touch her back, stroke her hair, handle with care. Remember, the first kiss is amazing. It can dictate the rest of your life, the rest of that relationship. So don't screw it up. 1-877-DOC-SALLY. Don't go away.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Doc Dolly, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So minimum wages are rising in 20 states and several cities. They say millions of American workers are going to see pay raises this year due to minimum wage increases in 20 states and 21 cities. Now, the federal minimum wage is at about $7.25 an hour. It's been like that since 2009. But in the year since, about 29 states in the District of Columbia have established their own minimum wages levels above the federal level. So wage hikes range from an extra nickel an hour in Alaska, I think that's going up to, what, $7.30? I don't know. To $1 an hour in Maine, Massachusetts, and California for companies with more than 25 employees. The increases will raise pay for 5.3 million workers, giving workers an estimated $5.4 billion in increased wages. Advocates say the trend toward higher minimum wages began in 2012. That was when the fight for $15 started. Remember the national movement? It was protests for higher wages for fast food, child care, airline workers, among other businesses. They say few have reached that threshold. Several state legislators and city councils have raised wages through phased-in laws, ballot initiatives, adjusting for inflation, etc. Now, they say it may not have motivated every lawmaker to agree that we should go to $15, but it did motivate them, according to David Cooper, senior economic analyst for Economic Policy Institute. It motivated many of them to accept that we do need higher minimum wages than we currently have in much of the country. So the Economic Policy Institute reports that in six states, the wage hikes are the result of new level state-by-state legislators. Apparently, California, Massachusetts, and New York, the increases are small steps to eventually getting to $15 an hour. In another six states, we have Arizona, Arkansas, Colorado, Maine, Missouri, and Washington. Voters just took matters into their own hands. So they approved measures at the ballot box to raise the minimum wage, according to nonprofit. Increases in the remaining eight states reflect annual adjustments for inflation. So they say in Georgia and Wyoming, the minimum wage is lower than the federal level. In Georgia and Wyoming, it's at $5.15 an hour. Five states do not even require the minimum wage by law. That's interesting that the state minimum wages differ that much. And they say since the federal minimum wage has last raised since 2009, it lost about 9.6% of its purchasing power to inflation. So when I hear that a lot of these states are going to be moving towards the $15 an hour, and it's going to take them some time, you're like, well, by the time they get there, $15 an hour isn't going to cut it either. So we're hearing minimum wage in Seattle climbs to $16 per hour for Seattle's largest employers. They say the wage will increase companies that have more than 500 workers worldwide. They say companies with less than 500 employees will pay at least $15 an hour as of January 1. They say small employers can meet this requirement by paying no less than $12 per hour in wages and contributing at least $3 an hour towards their medical benefits. Now, as you know, Washington State has kind of been a trailblazer back in when was it? A while back, they had raised it to 10. Then, in 2019, now they're going to be raising it to 12 an hour. It was up from 11.50 from last year. And then in 2020, it's going to rise again to $13.50. Now, I get it. Living in Seattle is expensive. Washington State can be pretty expensive. Not in the more outskirts, but Seattle. So, it's really hard to live. Same thing with California. So, I wouldn't be surprised that these states have to raise. But the state's new minimum wage now, not now, but eventually, will be more than double the federal minimum wage if things go the way as planned. All right, so we talked about a lot of numbers. What does this mean for you or I? Well, $16 an hour for companies with 500-plus employees, okay? Well, is it Starbucks in Seattle? And well, it depends on who's based there, I guess. So you have a lot of companies, they're making money, why not? My only problem with this is if they're paying, if a lot of these employers are paying $8 an hour, and you just doubled what they have to expend plus taxes, so it's $8 plus whatever they have to do for taxes and Social Security, etc., then the problem we have is they need to, so they, you know, get to save their jobs with shareholders and the board of directors or whatever. They need to show where they're going to make this money up. They have a bottom line. And if any of these companies look like they are losing a little money, not being in the red, but they're making less money the next year, people lose their jobs. So what are these companies going to do? Well, maybe they'll hire less people. So then they could still technically say they're doing the $16 an hour, but they'll have less. They'll start automating. Or they'll cut it in other ways, or they'll start raising prices. When you raise wages, you do accelerate inflation. Now, $7.25 an hour just doesn't work in this day and age. It just doesn't. Doesn't pay for gas, doesn't pay for rent, doesn't pay for food. Things are too expensive. But when you jump that quickly, you're going to push more unemployment, and you're going to also push more automation, and you're going to push more inflation. And again, I'm no economic expert. I'm a doctor. But this is common sense. Companies are going to raise money. So $16 an hour, does that mean the fast food joints in Seattle are paying that? If they are, you could say goodbye to your 99-cent burgers. Now, some people say, well, Dr. Dahlia, we shouldn't be eating 99-cent burgers. Yeah, you got a point. But those fast food places, okay, I mean, look at the ripple effect. They hire a bunch of people. They do. They are huge employers. So if they have to pay that much, they may need to raise their cost of their food or hire less. And there is a big push for automation. There's already robots that can make burgers and flip burgers and these kiosks. You're seeing kiosks. So rather than you hiring 20 people for your franchise, if you could get by with only 10 because you have kiosks and you have somebody that could just serve the food when it's done and you don't have to worry about customer service. Customer service doesn't seem to be that big a thing anymore. Do you guys notice that? I mean, I like customer service. I like tipping, and I like people happy, and I like them smiling at me and joking with me. But the average person's like, you know what? I'd rather spend less money, and I'd rather have convenience fast, less people sneezing and coughing and doing stuff to my food. Let me just give me my food and let me go. It's kind of interesting. So people are fine with the kiosks. They like putting in their order on their phone and then walking up and the order being ready. We have this anti-people attitude. It's really growing. I forgot what I was talking about with my husband. We were talking about how certain things are changing, and it's because people don't want to talk to other people, and they're fine with that. So the idea of, oh my gosh, we can't automate or have a robot or a kiosk, people would hate that. Not anymore. In the 1950s, that would have shocked people. People were so afraid of robots and so afraid. Now, people can't wait. People can't wait to jump in a car with no driver. Are we insane? We're already jumping into cars of strangers with Uber and Lyft. We have no problem at all. We have no problem putting our Social Security, putting our bank on our phones, and we know phones get hacked and viruses and all that. We don't care anymore. We've totally evolved into this, you know, real relaxed generation of I'm fine with machines. We are very intimate with machines. In fact, there's even sex robots out there that people have sex with. We are that intimate, literally and figuratively, with machines. Something is going to give. So I'm glad minimum wage is rising for people that obviously deserve it and for people who live in places where the average minimum wage isn't cutting it. But mark my words, this is the start of us going down into a recession. All right? We are going to have a lot of people displaced and unemployed. We'll keep you guys posted on the latest when we come back on the government shutdown. I'll also talk about something which is really kind of interesting. A woman needed a lung transplant. She got the lung transplant, but now she's allergic to peanuts. We'll also talk about this new treatment for burns, Aquaman skin. Very, very cool. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Mo Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump sticking with his demands that any bill to end the ongoing federal government shutdown include funding for the border wall that he wants. He makes that clear in a Fox News interview in which he also defends his decision to pull U.S. troops back out of Syria.
We're fighting these endless wars. I campaigned on getting out of the endless wars. And frankly, I've done more than I said, because not only did I and am I able to get out, but I've also won. We've really largely eradicated ISIS. Now, that doesn't mean we don't totally finish the job, but that's going to be a very short period of time. We have to bring our troops back home.
Acting Defense Chief Patrick Shanahan starting the job today after former Defense Chief James Mattis resigns in a disagreement with President Trump about Syria and Afghanistan. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Please come over to me in 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Remember I told you guys about fish skin and fish heads, really fully fish heads. No, we're not doing the fish heads. Fish skin. Remember that in the 80s? It was on MTV all the time. Fish skin can help treat burns. Remember we talked about that? Well, apparently, there's a hospital in, I believe, oh my gosh, where was it, Brazil? Is using fish skin pretty commonly, and the kids are loving it because they're looking like Aquaman.
Now, I have not seen the Aquaman movie yet. I just got back into town. I hope to over this next week. All right, so don't ruin it for me, but Aquaman is gorgeous. But let's look at this fish treatment for birds. It's very, very cool. Very cool. Apparently, due to a shortage of pig and human skin tissue samples, Brazilian doctors are turning to scaly tilapia fish bandages. Apparently, tilapia skin provides the collagen proteins necessary to regenerate new tissue. Now, don't do this at home. Tilapia skin can be very dirty and a burn. You know, if you've lost a lot of the layers of your skin, unfortunately, allow open ports for infection. So this is very well-treated, sterilized tilapia skin. But when you lose skin in a burn, you lose the protection not only from infection, but also water. And so you could actually lose, you could dehydrate. And so we have to cover your burnt skin pretty religiously. We use cream, sulfur, sulfidizine. We use ointments, emollients. We use bandages. We do wet to dry, because if we just do a dry bandage, many times it'll just peel off the healing granulated skin. So conventional treatment takes weeks, requires frequent dressing changes, a lot of creams, can be pretty expensive. But they say the fish skin, the tilapia skin, is sterilized prior to use, then it's kept on for 1 week, and then it's removed. And these tilapia bandages that they're able to make, because tilapia is very ubiquitous around Brazil, they could be refrigerated for up to 2 years. So now there's all these sterilized tilapia skins, not that expensive, although once a medical company gets involved, it does get expensive. But now they have stores and stores of these tilapia bandages they can use for burns. Preliminary studies are actually demonstrating that tilapia skin grafts allow quicker healing and less pain. Now, the jury's still out on if you stink afterwards. Okay, so they're still not sure if you smell afterwards, you know, a fish, because you have it on there for a week. But I believe a sterilized tilapia skin, I think they could get away with figuring out how to, you know, deal with the smell. So very, very cool stuff. And then the kids look like Aquaman. You know, when I did my pediatric training and being a family doctor for years, you really have to use a lot of psychology with kids. And so you have to really convince these kids on how to take the treatment and actually want it. If you could get the kid to want the stethoscope to come to them, or they want their ear looked at, you win. And so that's what I would do. So, you know, looking at a kid's ears, kids will usually scream. So what I do is I take the light, and I have my little flashlight. You know, I call it like a little light or lightsaber or whatever, right, with kids. And I'll be like, okay, you know, let me look at your ears. And then I'll grab their foot, and I'll look at their foot. And I'll be like, oh, look at that tiptoes. Those are your teeth. And they're like, no, that's my foot, and those are my toes. I go, no, these are your teeth. They go, no. I go, where are your teeth? Show me. And then they show me the teeth. And then I'll get them to open their mouth. You know, and so you play with them, and then they let them direct you. And when they direct you, they seem to like it a lot. So same thing. They want the fish skin. You know, you give them a choice. They go, do you want to look like Aquaman, or do you want to have the white bandages? You pick. And then they'll pick When they pick. Now, some of them won't pick anything. You know, that's fine. But you get them to pick, which is pretty cool. So a woman develops a donor's peanut allergy after a lung transplant. This isn't the first time I heard something like this. She's a 68-year-old woman who never was allergic to peanuts. All of a sudden, she had a severe allergic reaction to a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Why? Well, because she had a lung transplant, and the person who she got the lung transplant from was allergic to peanuts. It's crazy. It's a very rare occurrence, but you can acquire food allergy from a donor organ. That's according to Dr. Mazen Oddish, a fellow in pulmonary and critical care medicine at UCSD. There have been only 4 or 5 cases in which organ recipients have acquired peanut allergies with anaphylaxis following a lung transplant. So the woman in this case needed a single lung transplant to treat her emphysema. So emphysema is kind of like, you know, when you blow up a balloon so much and you let the air out and blow the balloon up and let the air out, where the balloon just is sitting there kind of boggy with some air in it and it doesn't really have that compression to push the air out. That's like an emphysema lung. And so you aren't getting a lot of air in and you're not getting the old air out. And so you're not getting good gas exchange, which you need. You need to oxygenate your blood. So you're not getting good gas exchange. And so she needed a lung transplant. So she received a new left lung from a 22-year-old male donor. See, it's interesting how the younger generation seems to have more of these allergies. So the woman's recovery was going well, but the day before she was scheduled to go home from the hospital, she felt tightness in her chest, was having trouble breathing. Her doctors weren't sure why this was happening. It was a respiratory failure. None of the tests pointed to what was going on. And it wasn't until the woman mentioned that she got her allergies after eating a PB&J sandwich. Now, she didn't have other allergy symptoms. She didn't have a rash. She didn't have a stomach ache. Just trouble breathing. So they looked at the male donor's record and found, yep, he had a peanut allergy. So she could still keep the lung, but she can't have peanuts. It's rare that this happens. But we have heard of food allergies from organ donors who have gotten liver, kidney, lung, bone marrow, heart, and kidney transplants. Oh, they put kidney twice on there. They say some children and people who receive liver transplants are more likely to develop food allergies than from organ donors, other organ donors. So liver transplants may put you more prone. They say usually if you get an organ, you get tacrolimus, which is an immunosuppressive drug. That helps reduce the risk of organ rejection. They say sometimes we see that more in people on that medication. So she was given an EpiPen. She now has an EpiPen at home. Anytime peanuts is used, it's crazy. I mean, peanuts, we've cooked with peanuts and peanut oil and peanut butter. And, you know, we use peanuts in so much. Nowadays, you got to be so careful. Remember there was that girl that had the Chips Ahoy cookie? And it was in the red package. And the red Chips Ahoy package is the chewy Chips Ahoy. Well, apparently, they had a Reese's Chips Ahoy, a new brand, that was in a very similar red packaging. So after school, she went to a friend's house, grabbed some cookies, went into an anaphylactic reaction and died. So we may just have to do away with peanuts. I don't know why we have such a younger generation allergic to peanuts. Now, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. A boy has lost part of his intestine because he swallowed maggots, 13 of them. Jennifer White, a Wisconsin mother, is now warning everybody about what happened to her 4-year-old son. He started to throw up, and the vomit was very dark. She knew there was something going on. He was probably vomiting blood. And she had broken open a toy, accidentally swallowed the magnets inside, a 4-year-old. And remember, these little toy magnets, they look yummy. I like to stick magnets in my mouth, especially when they have the blue cobalt-looking thing around it. And she did not reveal the toy brand or the specific name, but apparently the kid had to be rushed to Children's Hospital of Wisconsin. She had part of his colon, intestines, and appendix removed. Now, some people go, why are we removing the appendix when the appendix isn't inflamed? Because whenever you have abdominal surgery and you have a scar, if you later go in somewhere and you're sick and you're having abdominal pain, and people see the scar, doctors think, okay, he had his appendix taken out. Well, if your appendix is still in there, unfortunately, then it could explode. So we still, to this day, even though the appendix does have a function, right, it shoots out little bacteria to keep the microbiome good, we will remove an appendix just because you're going to have a scar on the outside of your body. Is that crazy? But we do it. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutraMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So I come home from our trip and I get ready to prep for the show and I see a warning from, I believe, the Louisiana Police Department. And it said, if you recently purchased meth, crystal meth, in any area of Louisiana, it may be contaminated with Zika. The Zika virus. That was the virus that was causing babies to be born with microcephaly, right? You could get it from sex, mosquito, etc. Scared the hell out of us during the Rio Olympics. And according to this post, the Louisiana Police Department said, please bring all of it to your local police department, and they will test it for free. Testing meth for Zika. Now, I was tired, and I was kind of jet lagged yesterday, so I was like, what? Says, warning, if you have recently purchased meth in any area of Louisiana, may be contaminated with the Zika virus. Please bring all of it to your local police department, and they will test it for free. If you're not comfortable coming to us, an officer will be glad to come to you and test your meth in the privacy of your home. Spread the word. We're available 24/7, 365. Be safe, Officer Moody. Now, that didn't make any sense to me. Well, apparently, after the whole world was confused by that one, a police chief in Louisiana said this viral Facebook post about meth being contaminated with Zika was a stunt meant to draw attention to a nationwide drug epidemic. The Harahan Police Department never had reason to believe Zika, a mosquito-borne virus, was able to contaminate meth. And despite the department's offer, there was no way to test for Zika and meth. See, that's what I was thinking. I'm like, what did I miss? I was only gone a week, and now we're testing Zika virus in dry meth crystals? It made no sense. Made no sense. So the department had posted this notice to its Facebook page on Saturday, saying meth in any area of Louisiana could be contaminated with Zika, right? And the police chief, Tim Walker, said Sunday that the post about the test, which apparently got 54,000 shares, we're being told now, or 5,400 shares, was criticized as concerning by the mayor of Harahan. It was fake and only meant to raise awareness of a nationwide drug abuse. That's according to the New Orleans Advocate. Walker said other police departments in Alabama, Ohio, and New Jersey have posted similar, quote, warnings in the past. Yeah, this one just didn't make any sense. Now, the Advocate reports as of Sunday afternoon, nobody had contacted the police department for a Zika meth test. Yeah, I guess. So, that was a little odd. It didn't make a hell of a lot of sense to me, but I see what they're doing. Nobody's going to ask a police officer to come to the house and risk getting arrested for having a illegal drug. But I guess, you know, it did get people talking, but I'm not sure where Zika came in with all this. Ebola in the news. Why? Because you know how Nebraska has a facility able to quarantine and treat Ebola? An American who had been exposed while working at the Democratic Republic of Congo has now arrived in Nebraska to be monitored, according to the medical facility. The unidentified individual had been in the country offering medical assistance at the time the exposure may have occurred. They say at this point, the person has not demonstrated any symptoms of the virus, but he or she will be closely monitored. They say if indications of Ebola are seen, the individual will be admitted and the Nebraska biocontainment unit will be activated. They say the person may have been exposed, but is not ill and is not contagious. So anybody who thinks that we're exposed are just kind of being quarantined. Doesn't necessarily mean they're ill. It doesn't necessarily mean they are spreading it. However, Ebola can be spread through sex. Some people think up to a year in the semen. So it's good to have them contained. That's according to Ted Cieslak, an infectious disease specialist with Nebraska Medicine. Should any symptoms develop, the Nebraska Medicine team is among the most qualified in the world to deal with them. So how long will they observe them? Well, probably about 2 weeks. Because usually Ebola has an incubation period a little shorter than that. So if somebody's going to get sick with Ebola after being exposed, we'll see it in a couple weeks. Usually, a few years ago, we waited 21 days. And this is going to be at a location where nearly the public or patients can access. And, of course, they're going to keep his ID identification anonymous. So they say, while this person isn't officially a patient, we will be honoring their request for privacy while they're being monitored here. And then updates on the person's condition are not anticipated unless the need arises, which means right now he's fine. They're just watching him. So I wonder what they, I wonder if they have Netflix. I wonder if they have video games. I wonder if there's a place to exercise. You know? Because I would need to exercise. I gotta, yeah, otherwise I gain weight. So Nebraska Medicine treated 3 patients with Ebola in 2014. In 2015, several others were monitored after exposures, none of whom developed the disease. Nebraska Medical Center is home to one of the nation's few dedicated biocontainment units. There's not a lot of them. There's only a few. So we'll keep you guys posted on that. Starting January 1, New York City pharmacies done selling cigarettes or any tobacco products. The Wall Street Journal reports that the ban also includes businesses that contain pharmacies, like supermarkets or these big box stores like Walmart. The city's health department says the change is going to affect about 500 pharmacies currently selling tobacco products. The new rules follow a ban on electronic cigarette sales at pharmacies that took effect in late August. The owner of the St. George Pharmacy on Staten Island says cigarette sales have drawn customers who end up making other purchases. Al Gentile says the government shouldn't ban certain stores from selling tobacco products that can be purchased elsewhere. But a deputy health commissioner, Sonia Angel, on health, says it's important for pharmacies to promote health. Now, this is interesting. Okay? This is, where do I want to go with this one? I'm starting to notice these pharmacies or convenience stores becoming little conduits for political rhetoric, where they have to put the posters up of the people losing their, you know, voice box and, you know, having tracheostomy tubes and things like that. Trust me, I'm not a fan of smoking. I'm glad we're getting people off smoking, and I'm a big fan of anti-smoking campaigns. But there's just something that's a little odd, right, about government coming in and legislating certain things you can't do with private enterprise. And so what's next? You can't sell alcohol? You can't sell... Now, pharmacies, I don't think, sell alcohol. But isn't there alcohol in some... Isn't there alcohol in some mouthwashes? What about junk food? Well, the obesity crisis is so bad, you know, these ding-dongs and ho-hos should be banned. Well, then our pharmacy's going to have to ban junk food. Now, whenever I have a craving for a ho-ho or a ding-dong, usually a ding-dong, I mean, I'll run into a nearby Walgreens, and they'll have them. They'll have candy. They'll have that stuff. If we need mouthwash, if we need gum, condoms, whatever. Pharmacies are known to have these convenience items. Now, mind you, cigarettes, the reason why we get away with it, taxing people more and all that, is because cigarettes hurt other people. Secondhand smoke, thirdhand smoke, but so can alcohol. So can the depression induced by high and low blood sugar swings. I mean, where does it end? So I get why they're doing that and why they're legislating that and people can pat themselves on the back. But I'm sure pharmacy owners are pretty ticked because, again, this is just something that can affect business. And you have, you know, anybody in our military that, you know, served and they got addicted to cigarettes. Give them their cigarettes. Let them smoke. They got addicted while on tour. You know, we can help them get off. But in the meantime, you know, what are we going to put them through? 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design, right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay Heating Pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice. And it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com. Or call us, 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361. Or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.